EMS on the Mountain is an entertainment, educational, and commentary product recorded by Sean and Mike and produced by them. Nothing recorded by Sean, Mike, or any of the guests of the show is endorsed nor authorized by their respective employers or agencies unless explicitly outlined. All commentary and statements made are their own. Always follow your respective medical protocols. Nothing said on this platform should be considered medical direction. Now, on with the show.
All right, folks.
Welcome to the EMS on the Mountain podcast, a show for those interested in austere and wilderness medicine. This podcast provides insight into the unique aspects and challenges of bringing modern EMS into wilderness and austere environments.
Long time no listen. Sorry.
Welcome back to another long awaited, maybe a couple of you, episode of EMS on the Mountain.
By our most famous listener.
We actually, we had a couple of messages like, hey, you guys still doing this? Yeah. So obviously for those of you that do pay attention, you're aware that we've missed I think three episodes so far, the end of this year. Basically that's your two supremely motivated and dedicated hosts have had some other issues, but life events popping up, work related, operationally. One of us tore an Achilles tendon while on a rescue. So hooray for that.
One of us did not.
So we got that going for us. But we just definitely wanted to let you know we are still around. We still plan to do these episodes. However, I don't know if it's really a earth-shattering announcement. We've mentioned this before. Not going to be a long episode here today, but we just want to kind of touch on the subject of we're getting out of an area where we have no more subjects to talk about when it comes to specifics of wilderness. And I don't know, you've heard my rant before that there's no such thing as wilderness medicine, right? Like, wilderness is the environment and the application of medicine in the various environments. Nothing should really be changing. Yeah, I get it. Depending on how you want to do your definitions, time and distance from, we'll call it definitive care, depending on what your patient is, definitive care might not mean just your local hospital, right? They got to get to specialty centers, et cetera, because that's where the definitive care occurs.
Definitively, right?
Definitive care is not just, oh, you got them to a hospital. No, because if they needed a cath lab or a stroke center and you got them to the local critical access hospital, you didn't get them to definitive care. You just took them to another level of care, which arguably is better or should be better than what you're providing in your more austere settings, but it is what it is. And so with that, we have run the gamut, in my opinion, of, I would say, all of the major topic areas of wilderness EMS. It's getting difficult for us to continue to find topics of relevance on the wilderness side. The WMS, Wilderness Medical Society, has been putting out a bunch of updates on their clinical practice guidelines, and those are all great and good, and it's good to see them continuing to update and modify things. But at the end of the day, there's nothing really earth-shattering to talk about. I think the last one we did talk about was their recommendation for medical control or some sort of medical direction for volunteer or even career search and rescue teams where the provision of medical care is not the primary duty. Because that's a pretty relevant new topic, but discussing updates to hypothermia, hyperthermia, pain management, et cetera. I think in the most recent update they had for pain management, I think really the only, and again, it's not really earth-shattering, it's just new if you're here in the United States. I'm not sure about Canada, where they're at with it, but the use of what over, especially in Britain and the UK there, is known as the green whistle, like methyl fluoroxane or something. It's an inhaled gaseous analgesic which used to be used in the US, not the way they use it currently pre-hospitally over in the UK, but they found there's some, it caused some really significant like liver issues. But because of the way it's being, yeah.
It's Penthrox.
It's Penthrox or yeah. similar. But yeah. And so, yeah, there's obviously some issues with it, but that was, those, all those studies were surrounded by long-term, larger dose usage,
right?
The limited usage in the pre-hospital setting of you have, you can, they call it a green whistle because basically it's in a cylindrical tube about 7 inches long and looks just like a whistle. And you give that to your patient to huff on, think of it as something similar to nitrous oxide that's somewhat in use here in the US in certain places.
Or a bong pipe, like a...
Which, sure. And it provides yeah. analgesia, right? And so the Wellness Medical Society is like, hey, we should be investigating this for use in these settings. And I agree with them 100%. I think this would be a fantastic option for places like ski patrollers, where you don't necessarily want to have to strip people out of cold weather kit to give them IV or intramuscular narcotic pain relief, where you could give this thing to them and say, here, suck on this thing. And much like the other inhalation analgesic things we use pre-hospitally, it's patient directed, right? Like they can't overdose on it because if they get too buzzed, they can't mm-hmm. hold it back up to their face to inhale more of it. And then it'll wear off and then they can take some more puffs on it until they feel better again. So I think it's, it.
That's why I only smoke my fentanyl.
There you go. Smoke your fentanyl. Holy shit. Can't overdose if you can't keep the pipe to your face.
Yeah, keep the pipe in his face.
So I never tape it to my mouth.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyways, that's, I think that's the only really big update that's in that. Don't get me wrong. That's good. And it's good. Certainly worthwhile discussing. But honestly, until the U.S. reapproves it for pre-hospital use in the, we'll call it the form factor of the green whistle or something similar, it doesn't really matter for us here, in at least in the U.S. Again, I don't know if Canada is using it. So if we got any Canadian listeners that want to chime in and send us a message and confirm or deny, I didn't do any research on that. I just know it's used all over the U.K. and I think Australia. It is what it is, but that's the only good thing. The rest of it remains the same. You know, over-the-counter basic meds, Tylenol, Motrin, combination of Tylenol and Motrin, then moving on to, and progressing upwards, which be what you're doing anyway. Okay, noted.
I promise. Those two.
Dude, if I could smoke Motrin, yes. That'd be the best. So long story short, folks, we're starting to run out of really dedicated wilderness topics. And we're at a point where we don't really want to recycle old stuff, talk about gear again.
Right.
Mike could wax poetic. And we talked about doing more episodes about some technical rescue techniques and gear. But then we have our own internal monologues and conversations between the two of us. And it's like, how much of that do you really want to do? There's only so much you can talk about carabiners and descension devices and belay devices and rigging. You guys want to know more about that? I think Mike would agree. Go to some classes, get training on it. Don't just listen to us. There's some very specific, dedicated internet resources. And I don't know if there's any podcasts on it, but I'm sure there are, on technical rescue. Seek those out. Don't make this your source. EMS was what our focus was. That was just a thing that's involved with doing this work in wilderness and austere context in certain places. So it is what it is. Anyway, I've been running my mouth, Mike.
Man. Other than your random diatribe about Penthrox, there hasn't been a whole lot of groundbreaking anything that has occurred in the wilderness care of individuals. There's a non-zero possibility we're going to pivot this podcast. I do not have any plans to change names. I think that's just a pain in the butt. Unless I add an and, like EMS and EMS on the mountain, or some
it's EMS
term
beyond
like
the mountain bike. See, look at me.
That's fair.
I'm already branding
EMS beyond
for you.
The mountain.
That's how good I am.
EMS on the mountain.
See, there you
and
go.
Beyond. Yes. Yeah. what we're debating, and I'm looking forward to listener feedback.
Especially from the one guy that has our phone number and he's in a group chat with us.
There are a lot of other things that Sean and I care very much about. Blood administration, pre-alphabetical blood administration in particular, not so much the administration of blood, but blood administration. I actually keep a pretty close tie on a lot of the science and the papers and the things going on in the leading edge of medical care pre-hospitally. But as far as wilderness is concerned, we've talked about a lot of things in this podcast. I think, I don't want to say this definitively, but I think we can say pretty confidently that Sean and I have produced more episodes about medicine in the wilderness than any other podcast or any other topic production system out there, because for everyone, there's only so much to talk about. And I don't want to bore our listeners with repeats of topics, but I think there's a pretty good chance we may branch out come the first of the year and start talking about medicine in general. Sean, as we've talked about multiple times, Sean and I ride trucks in traditional 911 response systems as well. I do a lot of chase medicine myself. There's a lot more we could talk about in the provision of medical care, but I don't think there's a whole lot more that people want to hear about as it relates to wilderness care. I can think of a couple of topics now that we started recording off the top of my head, but in some level, they've already been covered in other episodes. So if there are things about pre-hospital austere medical care that the listeners that are still listening want to hear about, I would love to hear what it is you want to hear about, because I don't want to bore our listeners going back against, as Sean mentioned, going back over topics we've already discussed. But if somebody out there feels that we have missed a topic or would like to hear more about a particular topic, I'd love to hear from you, and we are happy to discuss it. But as a podcast focused on wilderness medicine, we're probably going to expand our scope, because at the end of the day, we've talked a lot about doing medicine in the wilderness. It's something the two of us have a lot of experience with, but also between the two of us, we've got almost 4 years of medical experience, and that does not only include the woods. We're probably going to expand our scope a little bit and talk about that.
Yeah, and I would say that we'll know in January, folks, when a new episode does or doesn't come out. I would say if we certainly continue to do these podcasts that, yeah, we're going to have to shift to some more, we'll call it general EMS topics. And again, there's a lot of podcasts out there. There's a lot of podcasts that are going to be way better than ours that discuss general EMS topics. If you've just been fans of Mike and I for what, the almost 3 years we've been doing this, then cool. If you keep listening, thanks. We appreciate it. If not, just as cool. Move on. There's better people out there. But yeah, we're going to expand. We have to. There's just no way around it. And then as we get other topics or something pops up or we're involved in some particular rescue or event, then yeah, we'll discuss that. Or if we're talking about, maybe in the future, we'll discuss pre-hospital blood. If you're following a couple other podcasts, it's been a kind of a hot topic, especially up in the Northeast of the country. Yeah. I can't even believe people are questioning this, but we're not going to get into that today.
Whatever. I'm going to leave it to Dr. All I'm going to do is paraphrase Dr. Antevi. You don't need a double-blind placebo study for everything to understand. And sometimes people die and sometimes they don't. And maybe when they don't die, that's gooder than when they do die.
Yeah, that was actually...
That's all I'll say about that. Go listen to the most recent Crunchyo podcast.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
And he's been, I won't say the leading edge, but he's been one of the most vocal about some of these issues because it's right up in his neck of the wood. My ground service, we have blood. We have whole blood, right? And you could argue that based on where I'm at jurisdictionally and my proximity to hospitals and the availability of flight, do we really need it down there? You could argue no, but at the same time, if we can have a program and we have it, then why wouldn't we have it? Anyway, but I think one of those things we would talk about is, and this is obviously one we're going to have to do a bit more research in, because this has to, we'd have to obviously look into really where the military's at, especially the special operations side. Those are the guys that are using blood products the most. And we're talking about not in rear area clinical emergency surgical type places, but at the point of injury, like where EMS is giving blood. And so Is that a feasible thing for wilderness people? I don't know. We might, well, I'll tell you now, we'll come up with a show about that just because it's an interesting topic. Now, people have, on the wilderness side, talked about the walking blood bank thing. It's you could. There's some things you're going to have to consider before you do that, but we might discuss, again, we'll do what we can when we talk about general EMS topics. Actually, like several of our last episodes have been over some more generic EMS topics and how they may or may not tie or their applicability to a wilderness austere settings. So it's not like we're going to abandon our roots, if you will. It's just we're going to expand what we talk about, and when it's applicable and appropriate, we'll loop in and talk about, hey, how would this be appropriate in that wilderness or austere setting? Is this a thing or is it not a thing? Or is it technologically or other logistically? It's just, it's not there yet. But I would say if we continue doing this show, yeah, man, we've got 3 years of episodes. What do we do? Like 30 something a year? I don't know where we're at episode wise.
We're at 62. We got to be more than that. Like that.
I would think.
I don't know. Maybe I'm bad at math. 20.
Yeah.
We all it's gotta, know
yeah,
I'm
we're probably
math.
Closing in on 70 something.
Because yeah,
we do,
because right.
We're only scheduled to do about, 23 episodes a year every other week. And we don't do basically we take off from Thanksgiving on usually. This year we might toss you a bone because we've missed a couple this fall.
Missed a few
this fall. But yeah, I mean, we've got nearly, you know, at the end of this year, if we had 75 episodes out there, I'd be like, all right. And like I said, 75 episodes focusing predominantly on wilderness EMS. Man, yeah, we're starting to run out of stuff. And so again, for our listeners out there, if you have a topic, wilderness austere medicine, that you really want to hear about, or at least get our thoughts on, send us an email. I think Mike still has the contact info with the show closer. So
we do. And the show at emsonthemountain.com is reaches both of us.
The funny thing is most podcasts don't make it. This is a fun fact for anybody that's never written a podcast or done one. You probably don't know this, but most podcasts never make it past 10 episodes. So
we call this a win, but I don't want to bore everyone with the same topics over and over.
I think there's a really strong possibility that Sean and I are going to continue to do the podcast related to medicine on hold. Because quite frankly,
I like medicine. Sean likes medicine. We like each other. And we have
a way to hang out somehow if it turns out we're not on a trip all the time together.
Yeah. With that, if there are things you want to hear about,
send us a note. We can't read minds. I know it's funny, but we can't read minds.
And if there are additional topics you want to hear about, wilderness or otherwise, we're happy to give you our thoughts on these things. And with that, yeah, I've run out of things to say, so I guess we're going to stop recording.
Until the next one, folks.
Well, and that's me sneezing before I can hit the stop button, so I'll just leave that in there for posterity. And
on a high note for this month. Good job.
Yeah. All right, everybody. If there are things you want to hear about in the wilderness space, we're happy to talk about them, but unless you tell us what they are, we can't read your mind. So, know what that? I do.
If you have any questions or comments or ideas for show topics, you can send us an email at theshow@emsonthemountain.com or hit us up on social media. We can be found on Facebook and Instagram at EMS on the Mountain, Twitter at EMSOTM, or you can engage with us and a whole community of wilderness EMS professionals at locals.com/wilderness EMS.
Until the next episode, thanks for joining us. And until we see you on the mountain, train hard, be safe, and do good work.